Hello, everybody. Welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Nicola.
I am Mark.
And we have some news for you.
Yeah, it's been a big week.
It's been a huge week.
Some acquisitions, some major conferences, lots of news in total. Probably the one that most people have heard about, most people are talking about, is Satya's first big acquisition as CEO, Microsoft acquiring LinkedIn.
Really big news. A really big surprise, I think, for everybody.
I don't think I saw anyone talk about this or speculate about this at all.
Woke up one morning is like, we bought LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Okay.
I had to double check that. I was like, okay, sure. But it sounds like it synergizes very well with a lot of our Dynamics work, a lot of, you know, Office. We've talked previously about opening up the Office graph to people, and this is an extremely large graph of your previous projects, your previous coworkers. So I'm sure that'll add a ton of value. It sounds like they're pretty much going to be working independently for now, just under the new Microsoft flag. So
yeah, the CEO will still be the lead of LinkedIn, and they'll still do whatever they do.
Yeah,
it's going to be the best thing.
So welcome aboard, all of LinkedIn. Glad to have you.
Our family
Microsoft.
Just became bigger.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Anyway, besides LinkedIn, we also had a huge conference news too from E3 this week.
Last week was the Electronic Entertainment Expo, the probably largest single annual event talking about consumer electronics and gaming. Specifically, Xbox keynote did not disappoint. Probably the biggest thing is hardware here. Right?
There was a lot of announcements. There was a little hardware announcement, there was a lot of game announcements, and there was another hardware announcement. I was like, oh, the big one. It was really good. It was keep you interested, keep you engaged the entire time. A lot of gameplay. There's a lot of cool new games coming out. I know we talked before this, Sea of Thieves.
Yes, we're both really excited about Sea of Thieves. It looks like extremely original, very fun, just fun-centric gameplay. I get to act like a pirate on the seas.
A bunch of people all playing together, and everyone depends on each other, and everyone gets to yell at each other.
yeah, depend or backstab or however that goes.
Steve, stop doing that!
The keynote started with announcing the Xbox One S, which is, I guess this was speculated about, but traditionally consoles will come out with a smaller, more efficient version. They showed this, it's 40% smaller, but I don't know if you saw the brick, the power brick is gone.
Yeah, it's only plug it in directly
into
the
huge.
Wall.
That's
that is
like,
the biggest thing for me,
big,
I agree.
Big improvement, so, and it comes in white.
The design is just cool. You can stand it up too, so you can do it vertically, because it has a little stand.
Controllers, you can now go design them online, kind of like you can some brands of shoes. Go and like color them however you want, have them special ordered, engraved.
You can have all the buttons different from the body, from the back, from the front. All kinds of cool combinations.
Go ahead and check out the Xbox.com briefing recap to check out all the other games. We didn't talk about other games that were just as good as Sea of Thieves, just not our favorites.
Yeah, exactly. And we had a lot of cool announcements, too, around other hardware there that we announced.
Oh, that's
as well.
Right. Yeah, yeah, tailed off with Project Scorpio.
Yeah, at the end, just as you think, like, it's not going to get any better, and then Phil comes in and is like, we did something for you guys and played the whole video, and it's like, announced Project Scorpio.
Yeah, it looked like the result of taking a look at console space and saying, what if we just said, let's go all out on hardware, on performance, on value for the consumer. So everything from, you know, 4K, lots of teraflops of GPU power there. So basically like very modern, we'd get on a high-end PC nowadays GPU in there, promising even better performance on the same platform, I think, was the most important thing.
Yep.
Everything's compatible both ways. Every game plays on the Xbox One and whenever Scorpio is, and accessories and everything are all cross-compatible.
Everything's going to work. So. You can just continue using your existing games on there. And the most important thing was you can do native 4K gameplay now with Scorpio. So you'll be able to get your 4K TV, plug in the Scorpio in it, and just play 4K beautiful. I think they call them beautiful pixels, or
the
best pixels ever. I don't know what that means, but you know,
it's going to give me just enough time to actually get a 4K display before this comes out. So
yeah, the prices always go down. So by then, you never know.
Birthday's coming up, so if anyone wants to send me a 4K TV,
thanks for the reminder. Anyway, besides gaming, we also had some announcements around Windows 10 this week. We released a brand new build of Windows 10 and mobile. We have build 14.366 for desktop and 14.364 for mobile. These are all great numbers. You should remember them. Overall, just really cool bug fixes and everything. This week, we actually entered into Bug Bash.
Yes, so for the Windows 10 anniversary update. So this is the one that's going to be coming out
Really soon.
Summer season, I guess depends where you're, northern, southern hemisphere. But it'll be a huge one, and this is your chance to get in there early and make sure that everything is up to the highest of quality standards.
Yeah, and there's some quests that we've released there as well as part of the feedback process. So you can go and these are brand new quests. They're open-ended. You get to kind of play around with the system and try to break it. So it's kind of the best way to fix stuff is to go and have fun and break things.
Pluralsight, who makes fantastic content for developers, has come out with some new courses for Visual Studio, and they're going to be coming out July 2016, so another thing just around the corner.
Yeah, this is something I didn't actually know we had, which is every MSDN subscriber has access to Pluralsight courses like this.
That's a very good point, yeah.
So if you haven't done this, you can go to the subscription tab on MSDN, you can just get your subscription to Pluralsight and get all the, there's a bunch of videos, we keep updating them all the time. And there's new videos coming around for all kinds of stuff, all the way from Azure updates for videos to Docker. There's some ASP.NET stuff. There's some really cool stuff coming up.
Even to programming with R and Xamarin. So like complete opposite ends of cross-platform.
Whatever you need. And we follow the feedback that we receive and what people want to learn. So we create new videos all the time.
Yeah. So if there's any other topics you'd like to see there, please let us know.
Yeah. And there was a cool thing last week was the .NET Conf conference. We had it here in Channel 9. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that Scott Hanselman showed was a map and some charts of all the participations to Microsoft GitHub repositories. And we actually made them available. Jeffrey made them available as part of the Power BI maps of people contributing to the .NET open source project of all the where they are, where they're located. It's crazy to see all the different places people contribute from. I mean, you can see Europe is just filled with people contributing. So people from the US, from Asia, from Africa, from South America, from Australia, so all over the place.
Pretty much. I don't see any dots in Antarctica. I feel like
but
we should have...
Antarctica is not even shown here, so you never know.
I feel like we should have an expedition down there, grab our laptops, and
deal a pull request and come back.
But it's always interesting because when we first started doing open source, I think there was a lot of skepticism, a lot of... Oh, you can't just put your source out there and call it open source. To be really out there, you need to accept pull requests. You need to work with the community. You need to do stuff like that. And I hope this goes to show that we meant it. You know, we really want to work with the community to get this stuff rolling. And this is the result of it, a fantastic collaboration literally around the world.
Now, we've made an update to the Computational Network Toolkit, or CNTK, recently. Now, for those people that haven't heard of the CNTK, it's an AI toolkit that allows you to do really cool stuff, makes it really easy to do all the cool stuff that you've always wanted to do, but just makes it a lot easier. And we've done a lot of updates to it. We've released support for new languages, for new tools, for new ways to do things, which is really cool to do. And there's a whole blog post by Chris that talks about all the cool things we've done.
Best to go to that blog post. This is beyond my expertise. I understand the concepts. Like, apparently a lot of the I.O. has been updated, new ways of reading speech and text and all sorts of stuff for natural language. So get in there. It's a very heavy topic. I don't also know much about launching my own satellite, but apparently this is becoming closer to reality for us as well. The BBC Microbit, which is a microelectronic starter kit, essentially, that's been used across schools across the UK, is now making it possible to own your own satellite, just getting a little closer to reality. Microsoft has teamed up with the Satellite Applications Catapult, which is a company that has been making the Seattle MicroKit. And essentially, you can receive light and temperature data. It has a camera and a micro SD card, so you have some storage. And how these are actually going to get into space?
Well, that's something that you can learn just going to that blog post.
That's the trick.
It's the magic. It's rocket science.
The programming I could help you with. Getting the space, I played some Kerbal Space Program, but you don't want me planning your rockets.
You never know what's going to happen. Yeah, it's that time of the show.
All right, for pick of the week.
What is your pick of the week?
So
Mark?
I'm a huge gamer, so I was very happy with the E3 conference. One of the major things that we've all wanted for a very long time is what is now being called Xbox Play Anywhere. Means two things. One, buy once, play anywhere. So any game that has this play anywhere tag on it, which they've announced probably a half dozen or so, including Gears of War 4, Forza Horizon 3, ReCore, a lot of the new things were just announced, including Sea of Thieves. You buy it once, you'll be able to play it both on your Xbox and on your Windows 10 device, which is fantastic. But also your progress comes along with you. So much like many modern applications, as you use them and go from device to device, it's like you just pick up where you left off. Your games will be the same way, seamlessly streaming your data across via Xbox Live. And that's, for me, as a gamer who also travels, is fantastic. That means I get to have that experience I have in my living room wherever I happen to be at the moment. So that makes me happy.
Very cool. You buy it once and you have it everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, my pick of the week is actually something a bit different. And this is a screenplay that was written by an AI. It's called Sunspring. Now, this is something you have to watch to appreciate the crazy, incredible, I can't even describe the experience that you get out of this thing. It was, the way it was done, it was, they fed maybe 100 different types of scripts to this AI engine, things from all the way from Terminator to, I don't know, action, comedy, all kinds of stuff, and it just spit out the script, including the lyrics to a song that he wrote. So it has wrote an original song for this as well. And what they did is, like, a group of people took this and they made actually a full 10-minute long video, 10-minute long movie, they can watch right now for free online. You can actually watch it and appreciate the incoherent things that are being said by the actors in here. And they're doing a great job. It's emotional, it's crazy, you get into it, but it just makes no sense of things that they're saying. But it is crazy to see how far, you know, you can just feed it some things, you can learn and just speed something out. And if you didn't speak English, you can probably think it's a real thing.
Hopefully it's a couple years out so we still have a job here on the show before bots are just reading the news to you, because that would be upsetting.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's all we got.
That's all we got for this week. Thank you very much. It's been a very crazy week, so I hope you can dig into all these articles.
I'll see you next week.